I said, Mark, are these enough toys? And he said, yeah, I think these are enough toys. And I said, well, should we stop opening them now? And he said, no, but we should not stop playing with these toys. What do you mean? We should not, should we stop playing? Yes, stop playing or not stop playing?
We might take them all, but then we'll decide which one we want. We won't use them all.
Uh-huh. Right. Oh, I have lots of other boxes, too.
Isn't this prettily packed?
Here you go, Mark. Here's your turbo cycle.
Well, thank you, kids. Every time I want me to take it out? One of these, I'll think
what?
About it.
See what Grandma has? Look, Marky, what Grandma has. See?
Brian.
Yeah. Ross, Mark went down to get a spoon, and Ross said to Mark, while you're downstairs, would you please get me one, too? It's an interesting use of, you know, sort of while you're up, while you're downstairs, would you please get me one, too? Ross doesn't use while too often, but this is a nice use of it. He's going to tell us why they put that zipper up there. Can Ross tell us? Come on, what was the reason?
So, you get the change and the people that sell it don't get the money that you're supposed to get.
Mm-hmm.
They can go behind your back and steal from that zipper. The change.
If you forgot to pay them?
Mm-hmm. If you don't have enough money.
When would you forget to pay the people?
When you're buying the jacket.
Mm.
I see. Uh-huh. That's neat.
Is that right, Mark Ross?
Mm-hmm.
And what if the people forget to give you back the change that they should give you back?
They already did.
They already did?
Without taking the party in.
They might put it in the back of their jackets, too. And then you could sneak around in the back of them and steal it from them.
Oh, yeah.
Now, would you ever do that? Would you steal from somebody?
If they didn't pay me back.
What would the policemen do? Who would they arrest? You.
I didn't do anything.
You would. They would arrest you if you would do it. Reading Where the Wild Things Are to Marky.
I like that one.
What is that one? What is that kid's name?
I don't know.
Max.
Max.
That's Max.
Is he a mad person?
Mad?
Yeah.
What does it look like he's doing?
Being mad.
Being bad?
Yeah.
Do you ever do bad things?
No.
You want me to read you what it says?
Yeah.
The night Max wore his wolf suit and made mischief of one kind. Does that look like mischief?
No.
You know what mischief is?
What?
Bad things.
Yeah, he looks like bad things.
He's doing bad things?
Yeah, he's doing bad.
What is he doing that's bad?
Having that and go bang, bang that.
Into the wall, right?
Yeah.
And what else is bad? What is he wearing?
A wolf suit.
Do you have a wolf suit?
No.
What do you have that's like that?
A Dracula suit.
And what else?
A Superman mask.
And what else?
A cape for
Superman. What kind of good guy suit do you have?
I don't have a good guy suit.
A little animal. A good little animal. Ewok.
Ewok.
Right. Okay, now we'll turn the page.
Yeah.
And
now read it.
And another. This says by Max.
Just read it. Don't tell me it.
His mother called him Wild Thing.
Mark,
I asked Mark. Mark came up, and Ross would come up the stairs saying, you. And Mark, he said, let's stop this saying, you. Get on to playing with, get on with our setup. And I came in and I asked Ross and Mark, what's this you all about? And Ross said, Marky made us lose our Care Bears. And is that true, Marky? What happened?
We just lost
What?
Mom just, we were just being, both of us were being nice.
And, uh-huh. And what happened?
Both of us.
And Mark said, we just lost playing with, we just lost the playing with our Care Bears.
Yeah, and both of us would be nice.
Both of you?
Yes. Both of us.
Uh-huh.
Mark?
Should I believe him?
Both of us.
I believe you.
Mark was the worst. He threw a Care Bear at me.
Did he did he hurt Mother?
No.
Hurt me.
That was rotten, Mark. But I believe that both of you were being bad. I believe that.
But
because I've seen it.
Our characters.
After breakfast, right? You mean the cast of characters?
Yeah.
Let's look at them. Let's look at how they look.
Once upon a time.
Mark, you tell us the whole
Once
story.
Once upon a time.
Okay.
There was a little baby.
Yeah.
Which had only. Which
Don't jump on your phone.
Which
off.
Had poor parents.
Poor parents, okay.
And they wanted food. So
the baby wanted food?
Yeah.
Or the parents wanted
and
food?
The parents.
Okay.
The baby and the parents and the baby and the parents wanted food.
They all wanted food.
So they at least they did have red shirts so they could sew, and they sewed them, and then they sewed them in to socks.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They would have to make two socks, and then they had to go to their neighbor's house.
Uh-huh.
And he said, would you trade some milk and cheese for these two socks? Mm-hmm. And he said yes, and gave him some milk and cheese that day. And then they did it again.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the same thing, and they got the same food.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was the baby's school.
What grade were the babies in?
What?
What grade were the babies in?
Kindergarten.
No, he was one.
Preschooler?
No. And the one baby, he went and he had to go in the one school.
Uh-huh.
Where there's only one babysitter.
Only one babysitter?
Only one baby. Where only one baby is allowed to go in there.
Where is that?
The baby that I told you.
Oh, it's a one baby school?
Yeah. Only allowed one baby there.
And who's the teacher?
Oh, easy. There's just the teacher, but I don't know her name.
Okay, go ahead with the story.
And then...
No, Rose. No.
After school started.
Yeah.
After school... When school ended, the baby went to dinner, and he said, "Hey, what's for dinner, Mom? Something different." And he said, "What did he get? Baby food." Mm-hmm. "Well, what kind of baby food?"
Mm-hmm.
"Food." And she said, "Warm milk and applesauce." And he said, "Wally, applesauce makes me drive like a bullet."
That's funny. Okay, what else?
And after he ate his applesauce and warm milk, it was time to have brekkie.
Mm-hmm.
So I had brekkie. They had applesauce, milk, waffles, cheese, and last is milk.
Yeah. Okay, and then what happened next?
Well,
yeah.
Then they were starting to get...
Were they starving?
Starting to get...
Starved?
Rich.
Oh, rich. They weren't poor people anymore?
Yeah.
No. Uh-huh. And then there were the richest people that, so then the baby and the mommy and the daddy could go in a biggest movie in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
And they lived happily ever after.
Very good.
The end.
And what else?
It was the end, Dad.
Yeah, well, what else in the story?
I told you the whole story, Dad.
How do you mean?
Remember, I told you
the story is over.
What do you mean the story is over?
I said the story.
It wasn't long enough. What do you mean it was over?
Okay, I'll make another story.
No, put another story inside that other one.
Okay.
Okay.
It wasn't really.
Rip that other story up and squish another one inside.
Okay. It wasn't really the end.
It wasn't.
And then. Okay. And then, after I got richer and richer, they've been the famous man. And then they did it every day. And after that, it was really nighttime. So everybody and the stars had to go back to their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was morning again.
Mm-hmm.
And the people just didn't. They did Mom. Not have to go for socks again to trade. So
why do they need socks?
They just traded forever until they got richer and richer.
Okay.
And they did get richer from the nice people. And then the neighbors. And then after it was morning, they had the fair. Then it was time to that day. They thought, oh, we forgot. The other day we had got to have a supper. So they had a supper, which was baby food, which was the baby's food. Then the baby had to get his food. So after he got his food, they were so rich that they would say to the baby, he would get the mommy said to the baby, you can have 4 toys that I'm going to buy for you today. And do you want me to stop the thing?
Yeah.
And they lived happily ever after.
Okay, now school go.
I was in the boys' room, and I had said goodnight to them or something, and I turned my back on them. And Mark came flying out of bed across the room and grabbed my ankles, and it surprised me, and I said, geez, what are you doing? And he said, I was just trying to kiss your ankles goodnight, or kiss your feet goodnight, or something. And I said, oh, well, you scared me. And so I put him back in bed, and Ross was kind of watching, looking on. He started to giggle, and he said, what would you have thought if I had come jumping out of bed to kiss your feet? It was just a nice vision of him jumping out of the top bunk, flying through the air, and catching me by the ankles. I told him, this was before Mark and Ross were being pretty noisy. They were jumping around the room, and I told them they had to be quiet, or we'd all get in trouble. And Mark was saying, well, I just wanted to kiss you goodnight. Actually, he was kissing my feet then, too. And I said, well, you have to get in bed. I castigated him. I ended up, you know, well, you have to get in bed. You have to do this. You have to do that. Because you're just going to all get us all in trouble. And finally, Mark said, what could I ever been thinking of?
Oh, that was it, yeah. Mark didn't laugh at it. I guess at least he took a drolly or poker face. Yeah. Anyway, these are from January 3rd.
I was looking for a tape recorder. I've been missing for about a day, and I've been looking for about half an hour now. And I said to Mary, do you think I'd ask the kids? Where have you looked for it and everything? I couldn't find it. Should I ask the kids? And he said, oh, no, don't ask them. They don't know. So I asked Mark, and I said, Mark, have you seen my tape recorder? And he said, yeah, I know where it is, I think. And he took me right up to my room, into the guest room in the dresser, in one of the small drawers where he had put it, and showed me where it was, and there it was. But he had put it there because he was worried about it being bashed on. I'd had it near the bed. We were on the walk, and Ross was complaining about having cold feet, and so I gave him a Uppy Uppy baby puppy, and I picked him up, and Mary said, oh, he looks so tired. He said, I do have cold feet, emphasizing the do. Talking about how Grandpa had his own ideas about a lot of things. He didn't want to go on the walk with us, and he said he had his own ideas. And Ross said, yeah, he has his own ideas about art, too. And I think what Ross meant is he has very good ideas, not that he was headstrong, but that he had very good ideas about art. We asked him, well, what does that mean? He said he had very good ideas about art. Mark said, Mom, this time I'm really serious that I do want you to help me. And Mary said,
well,
what? And he said, this
Dad,
time I really mean it. I really want
Dad,
you to.
Can you do it?
Do what, Mark? I can do one thing
help
right here.
One, help
here.
Me on a...
Come here right now.
What?
Before you tell me, I want this to be zipped up so that you get a little more warmth. Also, I think we could turn up the heat in this house a couple more degrees. Now, tell me.
Well... Wait, one second.
Okay.
This time you're really going to have to help this...
Mm-hmm.
This day you're going to mm-hmm. have to help me... on doing the block.
What?
I want to make a nicer one.
Constructs or blocks?
Blocks.
Okay, but they're not coming downstairs.
I know, they're going to stay upstairs.
I thought you were the master. I thought you were the block man. Why do you need help?
I just want me to... Because I want to make a big, nice thing.
Okay, you go ahead and get set up, and when you really need me, then you're really serious, then you really call me, okay?
Yeah, but I am serious right now.
But you really haven't even started yet, so you really can't be really serious. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, okay. I'll start the first part.
That's right.
Turn it off.
Marky said, I woke up and I had a dream about Rothy's birthday. And I said, what was it? And he said, it wasn't a nightmare. It was a nice dream, but it was very short. I said, very short, huh? And he said, yeah. It was a dream that was nice and very short. No, it was the dream that was nice and very short. I don't know why he used the word "the," but he did. It seemed a little inappropriate to me. Marty said, Daddy, first he said, I said, we can't keep a pig in our house. And he said, no, we can't. But if we were farm people, we could. I said, yeah. He said, farm people have everything right. I said, uh-huh, everything right. And he said, for their animals, that is. Okay, and then what, Mark?
He said, every farm people take all the monkeys by farm them in the jungle.
All the farm people or the zoo people?
The farm people took all them. All the
animals. What, Marty? Marty, come on. Okay, I'm not going to answer your question if you don't ask it. Okay, he changes. He's going to ask you something about some people.
Mark was drinking tea, and he said, certainly, I like this kind of tea. I'm going to eat it first. And I said, you're going to eat it first before what? And he said, I'm going to eat it first before my carrot.
Marky's telling a story and about then, Wicked W. Warwick, and he's and out then, hunting animals, yeah?
And after he was out hunting animals, he said, ooh, I hope I get that house soon. Then he did. And the mom said, hey, Wicked, come here. Mm-hmm. And he said, ooh, what?
Ooh, what?
And she said, there's a little thingy surprise. He said, oh, yay, toys you want.
Uh-huh.
He said, not toys, so we have to decorate it. And he says, oh, what is it? And he says, a cookie house. And she says, a cookie house.
Great.
And I says, oh, my love.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Oh, my love.
Oh, my love. Okay.
And then he says, it's not your love, it's your purple tobacco. Then eat it. You sell it?
Uh-huh.
And then he said, ooh. And he did everything. And then he says, then he ate it, and he almost ate the cotton. And he says, don't eat the cotton, so it's not real candy, it's just plain cotton. And then she said, you forgot, it's candy cotton.
Cotton candy.
Yeah, cotton candy.
Cotton candy, we bought it at the store.
You mean at the circus?
Yeah, the circus.
Now,
I ate the paper!
That's okay, the paper is candy too. Everything that came with it is candy. You can even, and the box is candy too.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that came in it and everything that came out of it is candy. So eat the whole thing.
What happened with Wicked in the hunting? Was he finished?
Yeah. And then they said, hey, you forgot we hunted.
Mm-hmm.
Then we
Who said that?
Then Mom.
Wicked's mom?
And then she says, go put the animals on the table. We're going to have them for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And he says, yes. And then she says, good.
Good.
And then it was time for breakfast. And she went, dilling-a-ling-a-ling.
Uh-huh.
While they're walking downstairs, they went, ooh, yum, yum, food, 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 food.
Uh-huh.
And then they say, what's for dinner, Mommy? And then she says, you silly, you forgot. We're going to have these animals for breakfast. And he says, and then they say, ooh, you're not eating, Wicked. We're the big brothers, and the big brothers are supposed to eat.
Marty, what kind of dancing does Wicked do at breakfast?
I have to finish my story.
Okay, work it out. Go ahead, Mark.
Then Thane says, oh, they don't want me to dinner.
Uh-huh.
And then he went up to his room. And then the mom said, brothers, where is the little baby?
We don't know.
And then she says, tell me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And they say a lie again. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, you did tell me the truth. So I don't know. Now, tell me the truth right now, real truth. and they say the real lie.
The real lie?
Again.
They do.
And then
then she says,
does she
okay.
Know, does she know it's a lie?
No. And then she says, okay. She is lost. Ah, you guys, why you go out there and